Hello everyone, Auntie Lala here. Today's episode of Solid Gold Storytime features our brand new author, Kutso Swafo, who is going to read her charming children's storybook, Palisa, Flower of the Forest.
Once upon a time, in a forest called the Diphofolong, there lived a young girl called Palisa. She lived in the only little hut in the Diphofolong. The forest had different kinds of animals, from the gigantic elephant to the slowest animal, the tortoise, the lion, which is the most feared animal, and the capybara, the friendliest animal. Since the ocean was closer to the forest, Palisa was also friends with the sea world creatures. Palisa was a tall and graceful girl with a radiant smile and a soothing presence. She had long legs that stretched out like those of a giraffe when she walked. She had brown skin that shone like pearls, black coiled hair that vibrated with the forest trees, eyes that sparkled when she smiled or laughed, a small round nose and a pink lips. Her husky voice calmed the forest, and her ability to understand the animal's language was her superpower. She could restore harmony and peace with her superpowers. Every morning, as she stepped outside her home, she was greeted by the sun, the forest, the trees, and the wind blowing her away, making her twirl with giggles. All animals in the forest and ocean loved her and would always bring her gifts. The weaving bird would weave a crown for her, while the monkeys would make a swing for her. They always looked forward to seeing her walk down the forest trails, as they knew her smile would brighten up their day. Every time she visited the ocean, the dolphins and whales would put on a show, splashing her with water, while other creatures brought her sea treasures such as shells. They would do anything for her loud, infectious laughter and bright smile. Other humans who came to the forest did not treat animals with kindness, love, care, and compassion that Palisa did. Her superpowers helped her tell when something was wrong with the animals in the forest. And with her presence and voice, she was able to restore harmony and peace in the forest. Over time, the animals started to fight one another, and there was no longer peace in the Diphofolong forest. This hurt Palisa's feelings, and she became ill. She spent over 7 days in her hut without stepping out or opening her windows. Because of the atmosphere that had taken over the forest, animals were no longer checking on Palisa. On the 10th day, the forest began to dull. The flowers were dying, the leaves were falling, and there was no wind to make them twirl and giggle. The sun was no longer shining brightly. The rivers were starting to dry up. The ocean was also angry. Diphofolong became an unpleasant place for anyone to visit. The animals gathered to discuss the unhappy situation. During the gathering, the animals realized they were missing one member who usually attended their gatherings. That member was Palisa. At that moment, the animals realized it had been long since they had seen her. The animals stood up and made their way to Palisa's hut without saying anything to one another. They called out her name many times with no answer or any sign of her. They decided to peep through the window, but could not see anything as the windows and curtains were shut. The animals tried opening the hut's door, but with no luck. They spent the next 2 days surrounding Palisa's hut, pleading with her to come out and restore what was once a beautiful forest. On the third day, the animals decided they would all sing and dance until Palisa came out of her hut. The land animals and the sea creatures used their voices to call out her name, their feet to dance, and their wings to fly while circling the hut. The animals continued to camp at her hut for 3 days and nights until they saw her peeping through the window. Their noise became louder and their energy multiplied as they kicked up dust into the air through their spirited dancing. The animals never stopped calling out her name. A few moments later, the waves landed on her doorstep. The sun shone a little brighter. The clouds gathered. The wind blew softly, and the animals felt rain showers greet in their skins. When Palesa finally opened the door with a smile on her face, the forest instantly restored its beauty as if it had never lost it. As she walked around the forest, every animal bowed down to her. With her hands stretched, she touched the flowers and the trees that had died, and they immediately came back to life, thanks to her superpowers. She looked up at the sky, smiled at the sun, and said, "Hello, sun!" Then all the animals gathered at their meeting place. This time, Palesa was in attendance. She thanked all the animals for bringing her back to life. She reminded them of what happens when they work together and the danger of fighting against one another. The animals almost lost their beautiful forest because they fought to rule. But the forest was restored because they had put their differences aside and chose to work together.
Thank you so much, Kutso, for sharing your story with us. You've shown us that caring for the world around us is caring for ourselves and caring for others, using myth and imagination to tell a very human story. If you love this story, explore other episodes on Solid Gold Storytime, multi-award-winning podcast created to stimulate love of literature, literacy, and storytelling. You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.